Happy New Year, mamas! It's the 2025, and we praise God for the year that was and the new year that we are about to start. Or actually, we've started. When we record this episode, 2025 na. Kamusta kayong lahat? I hope that you're having a wonderful start of year. As for us, we are happy to be back with fresh episodes. We actually took a quick break, but we are now back and we are excited to bring you more podcast episodes in 2025. Hey, mamas! Welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show. It is good to have you back and I am excited for another round of Mama Chats, Kwentuhan, Mama Learning, and more through this podcast episode. We have another amazing mama on the show today, but before that, if this is your first time tuning here, welcome and I hope you feel at home. Very quickly, Mama Academy PH is a learning community for mothers, a space where we encourage, empower, and enable mothers to continue hashtag learning alongside motherhood. Also, if you're up to joining a learning community, please do find us on Facebook and Instagram and join our upcoming learning events and sessions. Now back to our episode. We have on the show today a very amazing and talented mama. Yes. This mama, I met her in one of our events and then I discovered about her story that she happens to be into arts. She's also homeschooling and she's a believer of Jesus Christ. And so we hit it from that point on and it's another mom friendship made within the Mama Academy PH community. So I'm excited to have her here on the show for our year opener episode because I know that her story of motherhood, her wisdom, and her passion for what she does will inspire us, mamas. Welcome to the Mama Academy PH podcast show, Mama Lauren.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Wherever you are in the world.
Yes.
Thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Coach K. Thank you so much for having me here. It's such an honor. Yeah.
So, you know, when we air this episode, it's going to be 2025 na. So, Happy New Year.
Yes, exciting 2025.
I know. So, today on the episode, our topic is related to the start of new year, start of 2025. We are talking about, you know, hopes and, yeah, our hopes, no, our intentions, no. How do we set that? And for others, they have this, and hey, when you start the new year, you have your word for it, right? Like, I don't know about other moms, no, but yung iba, they would have a word for it, like, I've read of a mom, she said, thrive in 2025. So, that's what we'll be talking about for this episode. But before that, Mama Lauren, please indulge us a bit. Tell us more about Mama Lauren.
Yes, well, I'm Lauren Sakuma. I'm a stay-at-home mom, wife, a homemaker, a homeschooling mom. And most of all, I'm the daughter of the Most High God. Yes, and I'm an artist. I'm an art teacher at heart also.
Yes,
and I'm a lifelong learner and I always seek opportunity to learn whenever I can alongside my daughter.
Yes.
There.
So, alam mo, excited ako for this episode because when we were talking about it, you mentioned, you know, some of your hopes for 2025. And
yeah.
So, hindi, I know for sure na hindi lang ikaw ang may ganitong hope, no? Like a beautiful hope for 2025. Halos lahat sa atin, or lahat tayo, no? We have this beautiful hope for the brand new year. So, as we talk about hopes for 2025, ito na nga. I know this may sound like very simple, but for other people, no, moms, it's a huge practice for them. It's a beautiful practice that they have. Have you identified your word for 2025?
Actually, it has becoming a like sort of tradition for me kasi it's different pala when you're holding on to a word for the year for a theme, diba? So for me, last year actually it's courage, but now I still want that word courage, but now I will add on to that yung word na emerge.
Merge. Ayun
Emerge. Yeah. And of course, talking about hope nga, sabi mo nga kanina kay hope din kasi lumalabas siya na word for me noong 2024. And actually, there's a lot of people that God is sending me to give me hope and
Okay.
courage. Yeah. And so the Lauren now of 2025 is emerging.
Alam mo, when I looked up, no, just now as we speak nga, I looked up ano, the word emerge, and I happened to chance upon it a beautiful meaning, no, that says coming out.
Diba? Very simple, but it's very meaningful and it's a big word, actually,
Tell us about
for
it.
me.
What's emerging?
Big
What's
word,
emerging?
especially for someone who is leaning towards more the introvert side. I won't say I'm an extrovert, but yun nga, sabi nila, in the middle, it's ambivert. So it's, yeah, for artists, I believe kasi parang they would rather be behind the, whatever creation that they're doing and then just show their work out there. But the face behind those beautiful artwork or any kind of creative work, sometimes for me, like for me, I don't want my, yeah, it's hard to go out there, be seen and be heard. So emerge for me is like
Going
connected to
up.
the word courage. Yeah, going up because it takes a lot of courage. Yes.
That's a beautiful word to put, no? And ako, I'm very excited to find out or witness how the Lord will, you know, walk you through the whole year and how the word emerge, how Lauren will truly come out and emerge. So exciting for that.
Yeah.
Pero ako, may tanong ako. Because you mentioned, sabi mo kanina, na you're coming from that place of I'm in the middle. I can be an introvert, and for some time, I can also be, you know, a little bit extroverted, right? Pero in what specific ways do you see or do you hope yourself emerging courageously? Sabi mo last year, courage yung word mo, right? Di ba?
Yeah, courage. Because, pag marami kang vision sa buhay, it takes a lot of, it's, the word brave is, the word courage is much higher, I believe, than yung bravery. Kasi courage, it takes faith also. So now that I know that I'm holding hands with God, with Jesus, with me, it's different when you're just doing it by yourself. So now that you know that God is with you and you aligned yourself with the Word of God, that this moment, sa dami na rin ng nirisk mo eh. Trinay mo sa buhay, mistakes, failure, and you try to get up. Now it's different. So yeah.
So going back to my question, ano ba yung specific na
Yeah.
you hope to see yourself emerging courageously?
Yes, I will be holding workshops and collaborations with different creatives and individuals of all walks of life, but mostly, it's amazing when you're working with fellow moms. I worked with all with I mean, women also na singles pa, but sometimes with moms bolt in when they join together.
Powerful, di
It's
ba?
powerful.
Huge.
Yes. And you want to send a message across. It's beautiful when you're working with fellow moms, like the Mom Academy, right?
That's something now that you see yourself specifically emerging, no? Or coming out stronger.
Yeah, and yeah, nung ano pa lang December, I'm already talking with different individuals. Yeah, and I'm also meron na akong a special place in my heart where to also conduct workshops, which is godsend talaga. I'm so excited for that.
You know, the workshops are beautiful. The idea of workshops are beautiful. But for me, if you ask me, what's even more beautiful is hearing it straight from a mom that she desires to step away from her, you know, usual zone, diba? That comfort zone, and
Your comfort.
finally allowing herself, you know, recognizing that she has in her what it takes. And finally getting ready to tell the world, no, that hey, you know, I'm Lauren, I'm a mom. You know, I may be a stay-at-home mom, but I got it. By God's grace, I got it. Diba? That's so
Yes.
powerful. I don't know about you, pero ako parang, thank you, Lauren, diba?
Yeah, I actually also saw this from my mom because being a woman of faith, so even though I was with her for, well, sadly a few years lang, but I saw my mom really going out there, telling her story, her testimony, di ba? Lahat ng test natin nagagamit ni God for a testimony of His grace. So
Absolutely.
yeah, so why not? God gifted us with skills and talent. So yung teaching for me and facilitating, holding space for other people, the kids and moms is such a humbling, yeah, service, yeah, to God. That's my way of giving back.
All praises to the Lord also. But at the same time, that's you also making space for yourself that you know, Lauren can take things up a notch high.
Yeah.
Diba? Ask
The
Lord.
Lauren that,
Yeah.
yeah, the Lauren that doesn't want to speak before. And yeah, I sounded really different now than I guess 10 years ago.
That's, you know, it may have taken that long or short, but regardless, you know, it's still a beautiful thing to experience, to witness, no? Kaya,
Is.
very, you know, I am rejoicing with and for you. And for the moms who are tuning in, I pray na, you know, you also will experience that kind of parang inspiration and empowerment that Lauren is excitedly, you know, experiencing, or, you know, she's experiencing right now. Because it's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing, no?
Yes.
Okay, so balikan natin yung topic natin for today. This whole practice of setting hopes and identifying your word for the year. Sabi mo, this has been a long practice for you. I tried it eh, pero you know, at some point, nakakalimutan ko yung word ko for the year. So, I drop it na lang, no? But, how did this start for you and why is this such an important practice for you, Lauren?
Ano kasi, 'di ba? Ano yung verse? I forgot, sorry. I forgot the verse in the Bible, 'di ba? Everything started with the word. When God has spoken the word, when he created the world by word lang. So parang for me, it's such a powerful thing to have a word. I don't know. I might have dropped it or forgot it somewhere, pero pagbabalik ako, every year end kasi I also practice looking back and
Yeah.
writing all the things that I'm grateful for. So iniisip ko, kahit hindi ko na siya, na wala siya sa isip ko talaga monthly or daily, weekly, that word that I set for the new year, parang ganun eh, bumabalik ako, ay, it happened.
Yeah.
Actually, it happened. And all, usually may kasamang verse yon when I come up with the word. There's a verse that I always meditated on. Have meditated on before I came up with that word, actually.
So this
So,
year, what's the verse? Ako curious lang ako. What's the verse behind the word emerge?
ang tagal, hindi pa tapos, pero usually more than one. Pero ito, yung I want to share this one in Proverbs, yeah, chapter 9. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Ayan. Ayun lang muna. Maiksi lang. Minsan, you have to really, ano, himay-himay. Di ba? Digest every word.
So that's really
Ayan.
parang
Oh.
end of the day, no, and throughout the year, you have the word of the Lord to go back to serve as your guiding post, to help you put back on track, right?
Yes, kasi even though,
Anchor. Yeah, that word.
yeah, anchor. Yes, anchor. That's right. Or hold on, hold fast too. Kasi
Diba?
sometimes yung sariling composition ko, I'm a mess on my own. But with God's,
Someone
but with God's wisdom, you know, siya yung naglalagay sa iyo ng ano ba to? Every thought, every word that comes out of your mouth, mas mindful ka, and yung intentions mo, kahit na sometimes because tao ka lang, may shortcomings ka, but when you go back to the word, it's
It's
such
just
comforting.
it's a powerful recognition, no, of who you are in the Lord. No, not just who you are as you know yourself, no, or as you identify yourself to be,
Yeah.
but who you are in the Lord.
Your identity, yes, you said identify.
Because totoo yun, I mean, the whole 12 months is such a lot. I mean, you know, we would say ang bilis ng panahon, but if you really think about it, a lot can happen within that 12
Yes.
long months, no? And
That's true.
sometimes you would unintentionally drop the word, forget about it, but at the end of each day, no? At the very end of things, you go back to that recognition of, you know, I have the Lord in my heart. He's at the core, at the center of what I do. And then that's where the word comes in and you anchor it together. So,
Yeah, that's
gives
right.
better meaning. So maybe I should try that also. I'm gonna think and pray for a word this year. Because I think last year I set the word thrive 2024. But I totally forgot about it. But like you, Lauren, I also do the practice of at the end of the year, answered prayers, milestones in the Lord, no? And also looking forward to the new year as they call it, like faith goals, committing it to the Lord.
Yes,
You do
that's
that
true.
too. You do that too, right?
Yes, yeah, yung committing to the Lord, yeah, every year.
That's very important, in terms of opening the year, you know, starting anew. That's looking back at the year that was and how faithful the Lord was, no? And looking forward with a brighter hope in the Lord.
Oh, and
Man,
this.
yeah, di man perfect yung naging taon, no? But we have that
Oo.
hope.
And you know, yung thought kasi na ano din, as a mom, yung aside from serving your family, you want your life to be purpose, like, di ba? I know yun yung, ano mo, anong tawag doon, Coach K? Purpose field. Yeah. So, time here on earth is short. So, you want to make sure that you're, you know, quality of time. You don't want to waste your time. Yeah, the gift of life.
Intentionality that comes with each action, sabi mo, each word, no, purposefully, you know, spending days, no. I love that.
Yes.
Okay, so for the mamas who, you know, maybe are into this practice, or, you know, for the moms who are curious about this practice, or just for mamas who are hoping not to get a good start of 2024, what's your encouragement for our listeners, for our moms tuning in today?
Yes. My encouragement for you is to ano ba to? Keep calm. Yun eh, no? Keep calm talaga. Yes, actually, be at peace lang. I mean, if you looking back, kung hindi man maganda yung year ko before, but when I face another year, it's always like with hope, knowing that it's a fresh start, especially when you're committing yourself to God. And the word again from John 14 naman is my favorite too, that let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me, in Jesus Christ. So yes, so that's a big thing when you're walking here on Earth kasi mahirap mag-isa. So you may feel alone sometimes or a lot of times, mamas, but just take a deep breath and look up. Yeah. The sky, the birds in the air always reminds me that there is God who hears me and he sees me. And I'm sure it's the same thing with all of you mamas. God sees you where you are.
Yeah. Thank you for such a beautiful encouragement. You know, as always, no. This is like such a comforting, no, nurturing, no, words. Para siyang it's a bowl of hot, delicious, ano, soup that's soothing in the soul and in the heart. Kasi aminin natin, di ba, when we start the year, there are a lot of uncertainties na will this happen? When we set this goal, when we set this aspiration, intention, will this come to fruition kaya? Mangyayari ba kaya talaga? And as moms, we have a lot of things that we worry about, di ba? Our kids, what will happen? The years to follow,
Yeah.
di ba?
Finances.
What is it going to look like months ahead? Years ahead, when they grow up, what will happen, yada yada, no. But you know, today's conversation is just, you know, a beautiful starter for 2025, no, that God sees us, He notices us, He knows what's inside us, no? And that practice that He shared, no, of setting, you know, going back, anchoring your life to the Lord and reminding yourself of the verse that inspires you, encourages you. It's acknowledging that, Lord, you know, this whole brand new pa, new year pa, but this new year that's setting in, no, that's officially starting, no, it's, we don't know what's up ahead. Di naman talaga namin alam what's up ahead, but we just surrender and fully commit to you the days, the years, the months to follow. And even if we don't know what's up ahead, that kind of gives us that comfort eh, na okay, I may not have the complete view of how things would look like up ahead, but I rest in the presence of the Lord. That's enough.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mama Lauren, for that beautiful kwentuhan today.
Thank
Just
you.
short but very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you for helping me to encourage, no, other moms through your story, your lessons, no, your wisdom for today. Thank you again for gracing our episode, and we hope to have you back again next time. Maybe you can invite the moms, no, if they want to take a look at your creations, your public page. Is there a public page that they can visit?
Yeah, thank you. On Facebook, my page is Create and Life Illustrated, and on Instagram, it's laurensakuma.art. So you can watch out that space for our 2025 workshops. I'm excited, actually.
Are you join Mama Academy PH? Because Lauren is a
Yes, of
also
course.
there.
Yeah, I'm also actively sharing in Mama Academy PH.
Diba? If you wanna meet her, make her your mom friend. Join us in the
Yeah.
Mama Academy PH events.
Yeah, I'm also always looking forward to Mom Academy and mini socials and other events, actually.
So that's an opportunity for you to meet her when you join the events.
Yeah, thank you so
Okay.
much.
Thank you so much, Mama Lauren. And Mamas, I hope that you love this episode and that it encourages you as much as it did to me. Beautiful episode indeed to kick off the new year. An important and a beautiful reminder to constantly, you know, and intentionally anchor our lives deeply in the Lord as we begin the year and as we go through it. So that's it for our episode today. God bless you, mamas. This has been your host, Kay. And I'll see you again. I'll catch you again on the next episode. God bless you and have some amazing learning. Goodbye.